Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are, Free Talk Live is taking your... I said 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Wherever you are in the world. So you got to figure out where 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern is. And then, you know, but then we're on at that time. Let's go right to the phones. We got Jerome calling in from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, an attitude like that, that's what you call racism and prejudice, okay?
What?
Because an attitude like that last guy trying to
the last caller.
That cop did.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
well,
I'd
say it was prejudice, but it didn't seem racial in nature.
He enjoyed killing George Floyd.
The officer.
I'm sure he did.
I got a bet with you. Is this the captain?
No, this is Mark, Melanie,
okay,
and
Mark,
Lee. And speakless on
there. I know Melanie. Hey, I got a kiss for Melanie for the way she stood up for her point of view when it comes to that guy, because he was trying to pull.
I mean, Bob might have something to say for that. I'll do it for free.
Because yeah. Sure. Because he's pulling that the guys know everything, you know. He's pulling that power play that a lot of men try to pull on women when women give you their viewpoint. But
yeah.
Let me say this. There is no way in hell those four cops will ever show their face on the witness stand trying to explain away what they did. Their lawyers are trying to come up with an angle to get them off. So, Chauvin, he wants the judge to drop the charges. Is he out of his mind? Is he that arrogant? Yeah, he is. Because he just killed a guy, and he enjoyed doing it, and he thinks he shouldn't be put. I was reading about that immunity thing you were talking about.
Qualified immunity.
That is a joke. Okay? No average person could get away. Hey, if I walked out here today, and I shot, and I murdered a white person just like that and put it on tape, how many white people you think are going to defend me, man?
Probably not many. Well, here's the one thing I would say about it. I can't remember the officer's name off the top of my head, but I don't know whether or not the move he was making has been, you know, police departments across the nation have been getting rid of this sort of putting the knee on the neck thing for a long time. I don't know whether he knew he was killing George Floyd. I know that he did.
But if that was anybody else, it wouldn't matter if he knew it.
Yeah, he knew it, and he enjoyed it. You can see the look on his face. Hey, those people were pleading for him to stop, and he wouldn't do it. Now, how cruel can you be any more cruel than that, man? Can you? I don't think so. And this other thing about this, about Trump with re-election,
huh?
You think a Democrat could be presiding in the White House and have all this stuff going on, man? You got the economy. You got over 180,000 people dead from this virus. And could do an interview and say, well, it is what it is. And then say, well, when you're a celebrity, they let you get away with it. You think a Democrat could show that much arrogance in office?
President Obama.
Joe Biden is showing a whole lot of flagrance and arrogance with sniffing on kids, and he got the nomination. He's not in office.
I mean, he's running as the BLM candidate, as the guy who ran the who sponsored the crime bill.
I believe he's famous for saying, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black."
Yeah, I mean, the guy's the hubris is on both sides, Jerome. I mean,
hey,
you're just not going to.
I mean, that's just politicians. That's not. Either
and then you got Trump saying, they're rapists, they're murderers. That's his campaign speech, okay? That's how he got into, he went, I'm going to use this to get into, who said, I can stand out on the street corner in New York and shoot someone and people will still, I wouldn't lose any support.
I agree with that statement, though. I believe that is an accurate statement. it's a weird thing to say.
We don't
but
like
it's an
hearing it.
Statement.
We don't like hearing that that's the place that we have in our society for politicians, but they are simply a first class citizen, and the rest of us are not.
Let me ask you, you think there's a black man or woman running for office in this country that could get on national television and voice those type of opinions, and white people would say, you know what? I think we ought to vote for them.
Huh? Well, I don't know who would vote.
Somebody like that?
I hope people don't vote for people based on the color of their skin. It's a really crappy reason to vote for people. But I can say this. Charlie Rangel, probably about 10 years ago, was censured by the House of Representatives for decades of not paying his taxes. And I think that that's a strange thing for a politician, a person who lives on taxes, paid by tax money, to choose not to pay their taxes. So
Let me ask you this. If President Obama said those type of things, how hard do you think Fox News would slam him in his face with it and the black community every chance they got?
Well, Fox News would go after him no matter what he did, because that's their job. But when it comes to Barack Obama, I still think, you know, no matter what, he was going to win that second term, because it's incredibly difficult to beat a president and keep them out of that second term.
Well, and you just asked a question of, is there any black politician that could get away with saying, I could go out on mainstream and shoot Main Street and shoot someone and people would still vote for me? Yeah, Kamala Harris, right now. I think right now she could get on TV, say that exact line, and people would still be expected to vote for her.
Well, she's not really running, though.
Well, she kind of is. He's not going to live very long.
She would never say stuff like that.
Well, she did say she did chuckle about throwing parents in jail for their kids not going to school.
And I'm not saying she would. I'm saying she could.
Shooting somebody, especially with the way things are going.
If you don't want to go with the cop, they're going to shoot you. I can assure you. That's what they do.
Shooting people is not something to be joked about, especially the way things are now, especially at a time like this.
Well, I think that Trump was showing the level of his support in doing it. Look, I don't want to defend Trump or any other politicians out there, because that's not my job. My job is to try to hold these people accountable and try to get, I don't know, human-like behavior out of this subspecies that we call politicians.
Oh, I agree with that part.
Thanks for the call, Jerome.
All right.
Appreciate it. I do love his calls, I got to say. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Pat calling in from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm going to put Pat back on hold, see what's going on with him. Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I studied law in Germany, and what they would call the Knackpunkt, but that means it's the significant point in deciding the whole whether this guy is innocent or not, the policeman, is what his intent was. In other words, if it was possibly murder, possibly even premeditated murder, and that is that he had held him there for 8 3/4 minutes, if I remember correctly, and 2 minutes before he stopped holding him that way. Another policeman, if I remember correctly, checked to see if he could find a pulse, and he couldn't. Now, if you find that, if you're doing that, and you find that the person has no pulse, you immediately rush for help. You don't hold him down for 2 more minutes unless you want to kill him. And that's, for me, what would be the point, the decisive point. And that's just what I wanted to point out, okay?
Yeah, I think that's a very relevant point. Thank you, Robert. I don't know if it's the I don't know if it proves intent, but it certainly proves a high level of negligence.
I mean, you don't even need, if it was anybody else or if it was somebody without a badge, you wouldn't need intent. If I get in a fight and I accidentally kill the other person, I'm going to be charged with either
second degree
manslaughter or negligent homicide, splits it up.
Yeah, your intent is important for first-degree homicide. But if it's actually murder, you have to have the intent of killing them. But if it's negligent homicide, your intent doesn't really matter.
For second-degree murder, in a lot of states, you don't need intent.
I think everybody,
although I don't think that would do it, even if it was just two guys,
always wants to run to the biggest charge you can get. Look, second degree murder carries 22 years in prison. That's plenty of time in prison, folks.
To maybe rethink your qualified immunity.
Real bad. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things crypto. If you want to find out about cryptocurrency, learn more about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com is a place to do it. They got a Getting Started tab right there. But I think also it's important to note that if you know a great deal about cryptocurrency already, that news.bitcoin.com is providing real cryptocurrency news on a regular basis. They're not just reprinting stories, they're writing stories, and they're doing it from a standpoint of people who understand cryptocurrency's place in the world and hope to see it grow. It's bitcoin.com to find out more. Oh, by the way, they've got a great YouTube channel. If you just go there, they'll do weekly reports and news and these sorts of things. So look them up on YouTube. Just look up bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. Try Pat again. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Hello? Pat?
Yeah. Well, sorry about the absence on the phone last time. You guys had so much fun with Jerome. I was getting cauliflower ear. I had to set it down. Anyway, so I got a couple of things I'd like to get touch base with. One of them is the killer bees that I do believe are just dealt with. And the other one is the coronavirus. I think all of your listeners should be apprised of a situation that might save their asses. Anyway, I was out by the fire pit burning some briars, and these nasty little bees rose up on me. And I've never seen them before. They're about the size of a sweat bee, but they have the resemblance of a yellow jacket. And they banged me. They chased me into the house. One of them even got in. I mean, they were doing their due diligence. And I'm thinking these are the little African bees, or I heard there was a hybrid of these things that they crossbred with the honeybees too.
Yeah, they crossbred with European bees, and it's difficult to know what a given hybrid hive is going to act like. Sometimes they're mild, sometimes
these are ground nested like yellow jackets.
Yeah, I tend to think that that's not an African killer bee. So the killer bees are, as I understand it, honeybees. But just meaner honeybees. But what I would do is look it up on the internet to be sure.
Well, I have a dumb phone. I do not do the inner tube. I have lived off grid for like 10 years. That's why I'm calling in to pick your brains and your listeners' brains.
Well, my brain says that that killer bees is a form of meaner honeybee, and they look relatively similar to a honeybee, a little less round, a little sort of longer, more bullet-like. But other than that, they can breed with honeybees. They are honeybees. And
I've lived in Michigan 60 years. Yep. I have never seen this bee. And this confuses me very much.
Well, take a few around. If you've got any samples, take them around and show people. I think they might be able to help you out with it. Appreciate the call, Pat.
I wonder if this is another example of how our massive change in our economy is changing the behavior of wildlife. Because we've had a story about how the rats in New York have had to change their behavior patterns from just a lack of available garbage to eat. So, I mean, if this was some, you know, weird kind of wasp, they might have migrated a little differently this year.
I guess the possibility exists. Let's go to Desiree in New Mexico. Desiree, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, with the cops who caused the death of that one guy.
I just wanted to say,
if somebody says that I can't breathe, you don't put them under further duress. You call an ambulance. Everybody seems to be missing that point.
Yeah, I think it's fair, but everybody who's arrested has, at that point, they have the right to go to the hospital. And, police are not trained in many cases to see all these different diseases. They shouldn't be diagnosing somebody. Well, when they say they can't breathe, they shouldn't be diagnosing them.
Yeah, granted, I don't think that anybody beyond a doctor should diagnose anybody by any means other than a doctor. But somebody says, hey, I can't breathe.
Right. Well, if,
call an ambulance.
If you decide that somebody doesn't need an ambulance that says that they can't breathe, then you've diagnosed them as ill.
Because if cops are allegedly emergency services, if we're going to go with that mythology, if you pull somebody over and they're alleging to have a medical episode, then you call for medical backup. But that version of the story is just worse to me, because now you have a guy who's up front saying, I need medical attention, instead of after you started to kick him around.
Yep.
And you decided to start kicking him around instead of calling the medical professionals.
It's just like, to me, it's common sense that, hey, somebody says, I can't breathe. Well, you don't need to diagnose them, but just call for an ambulance.
Call someone who can diagnose him.
Call somebody to come in and do the diagnosis, and if the person's fine, then the cops can just go take them to jail or whatever they're going to do, or give them a citation or whatever it is that they're going to do.
I feel like I need to clarify. I'm not saying that's how it went down. I have not heard that version of events from anybody other than that other caller. I'm just saying that's a really odd defense to try to make on the caller's part, because that makes it worse if that is what happened.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know whether it would make it worse or better. I mean, I don't know what these cops should be charged with, whether it's first-degree murder or form of manslaughter or, you know, second-degree. I wouldn't even make that claim. But I do think that they, you know, it seems to me that there's some kind of sentence coming down the pike here. I think that everybody ought to consider exactly, like, I think that this country just in general over-sentences people. Now, I don't think we should necessarily start sort of moral sentencing necessarily just on these cops. But I don't think that, you know, that prison's really a solution. Remember, if you sent these cops to prison for life, there would be somebody out there screaming, why didn't you chop them up in little pieces, burn the ashes, and spread the ashes all over a volcano?
You know?
Sounds like something Bob would say in detail.
I do think that these cops deserve some punishment, but to necessarily life, probably not, you know. But they do deserve some kind of punishment, because they were clearly in the wrong for continuing to cause or further the cause of this person's death.
Thank you for the call, Desiree. I think they deserve punishment because they were working in a system that loves to mete out punishment.
I think that too, but I mean it literally, and Mark does not.
What do you mean?
They deserve punishment for being cops.
No, I mean in the sense that if you're willing to send somebody up the river for 25 years for possession of a plant or, you know, any variety of other things, then, yeah, if you overstep the bounds, then that in and of itself makes you worthy of the sentencing. I think the whole system...
Almost like we should give them a greater standard with all this power?
That's what seems...
It's like being a cop is an aggravated factor.
Indeed. Thanks for the call, Desiree. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. And LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dynovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dynovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dynovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland is lashing out at President Trump, accusing him of creating a toxic environment. This after one person was killed Saturday night in violent clashes between Trump supporters and left-wing groups. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler.
It's you who have created the hate and the division It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have.
The person killed was reportedly someone connected with the right-wing group Patriot Prayer. Representative Adam Schiff says the president views civil unrest as beneficial to his campaign.
He sees this violence and his ability to agitate more of it as useful to his campaign. What it does to the country, the loss of life, he doesn't care.
He was on CNN. This is USA Radio News. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has informed Congress it will stop providing in-person briefings on election security and foreign interference, moving instead to written updates. Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe told Congress of the changes, saying he believes written briefings will help, quote, ensure to the maximum extent possible that ODNI provides the Congress in support in your oversight responsibilities on election security, foreign malign influence, and election interference is not misunderstood nor politicized. President Trump on Saturday suggested that Radcliffe got tired of information leaking from his briefings. A senior administration official told CNN that other agencies supporting election security, such as the Department of Justice, Department of Defense, and Department of Homeland Security, plan to continue delivering briefs to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go. Well, real quick, I want to tell you about the AMP program. Go to ampamp.freetalklive.com and you can help support us in our mission to bring the ideas of liberty to as many people who could possibly hear them. You know, you don't hear the non-aggression principle mentioned on any other radio program. I mean, if it's ever been mentioned on any show that'll ever allow you to use the term libertarian to describe them, it has been done in passing one time, whereas here on Free Talk Live, you'll hear the notion of the non-aggression principle relatively regularly. Peakless Mountaineer, what is the non-aggression principle?
Non-aggression principle is not initiating force or the threat of force.
Basically, yeah, you don't hit or punch people unless they've done it to you first, basically, or whatever form of violence.
Or take their stuff.
Likely, David Blizzard, who is a silver amplifier, believes just that, and that's the reason that he has amped the program. Or he just likes the idea that we make the phone lines available to people to call in. David Blizzard, thank you. Thanks to all the amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jim calling in from Pennsylvania. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Yep. All's well. What's on your mind?
I just you had a caller earlier that maybe 15, 20 minutes ago speaking about George Floyd and how unfortunate that was. But, I mean, as they investigate this issue, they're finding out that, you know, he swallowed a lot of patches.
He swallowed a lot of what?
Like oxycodone.
Okay.
Patches.
All right. I didn't know they existed in patch, the form of patches. All right.
No, they're called something different. They
tabs?
Switched it.
Okay.
And I might not be.
All right. So he's taking oxycodone. Go ahead.
But, I mean, the whole situation is bad.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why George Floyd died. I don't know. But
he's in bad shape.
I do know that police departments around the country have been very clear not to use this particular technique that this officer was using. And whether or not that's the technique, that's the thing that killed him, I couldn't say. I don't know. I never got to examine the body. Some people, you know, in one case they said it was asphyxiation from the knee and the neck. In the other case they said, oh, yeah, he died of something completely different. I wouldn't claim. What I would say is that we all live in a new YouTube world. And in this new YouTube world, we're going to get held accountable in ways differently than we did in the previous one. And in this one, when you're at a department that has outlawed a particular move, or made unacceptable, no longer policy, whatever the terminology is, then you need to follow those rules. There are other ways to get this guy, you know, to hold him and do stuff. There's a cop standing there going, I mean, you know, that guy could have been calling for backup or doing whatever while this officer held him in, you know, any kind of jiu-jitsu lock that didn't have to do with breathing.
You're absolutely right. I was an MP. He could have been in handcuffs, and his ankles could have been there, and you don't even have to touch that person.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Put him in cuffs and throw him in the back of the car, and then if he dies in the back of the car, I don't know what happened. You know, like, we wouldn't be having this conversation if George Floyd died in the back of that police car from some kind of fentanyl overdose.
Or if he
COVID
died waiting for the ambulance to get there. Because then we would know what it was.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right, both of you. And
thank
the fentanyl didn't help him. Because
it certainly didn't.
Like
it didn't.
Tends to have that effect.
George Floyd was pretty clearly to me not living a great life. However, if you're going to fight a war on drugs, you should be prepared to run across people on drugs.
Agreed. Well, I mean, there should be people on drugs whether you're fighting a war on drugs or not.
But if you go out looking for them, you're going to find them.
Thank you for the call, Jim. I do appreciate it. If George Floyd was passing off a counterfeit 20, by passing off, that's an active act, right? Like, he could have just been trying to spend a bill that he had, and he had gotten and didn't know that it was a counterfeit 20. I imagine he runs in circles where counterfeit 20s are more common than I do. But if that's what he was doing, he could expect a run-in with the law.
I mean, that's also true, but the cops are the ones standing there saying, I'm the good guys. George Floyd was standing there saying,
no argument.
Do you have any more fentanyl or whatever he was saying?
There are a lot of things these cops could have done that would not have included, that would not have resulted in police stations being set on fire across the nation. Mistakes were made on all sides here. I don't ever want to lionize any of these people as saints. Many of these folks, not saints. A few of them are. And I want to, you know, I think that they deserve mention at the time. Philando Castile, also in Minneapolis, that guy deserves mentions. He said he was a concealed carry permit holder, and he went for his wallet. The officer asked him to go for his wallet. He went for his wallet, and the officer shot him. You know, that's the story.
And that's the thing. I mean, the police have a general tendency to treat human life callously.
And it's worth mentioning that there are states, and that is one where it is a mandatory announce that you're carrying state.
Interesting. I think if I worked as a police officer, I would quickly become rather cynical about human life, too, because the kind of folks that you work with day in and day out suck. You know? Now, that's not a defense for anything. What it is it's just a psychological evaluation. Maybe police officers should only be police officers for a year, because maybe the human mind can only handle that. I don't know. Maybe people that want to be police officers shouldn't be allowed to, and people that don't want to be police officers should be forced to. I have no idea.
I bet you we could find out if we could fire them.
That would be really hilarious to Keen, just from a sociopathic perspective. It would be...
If you could only be a cop for a year?
If they just made us all be... No, if they made people who didn't want to be cops.
Mandatory police service?
Yeah, that would just be fun to watch.
I think that'd be awesome.
It would be evil, but it would be fun to watch it unravel.
Let's go to Jim here, call it in from Florida. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mark, I've been pretty on with you about everything you said. And like you said it a couple nights ago about, you know, one guy asked you about something. He said, well, I don't know all the facts. I haven't seen everything yet. And at first, when I first saw this, you know, the George Floyd killing, the guy in the neck, absolutely it looks terrible, and it's ridiculously crazy why he's on that neck for so long. But I think sometimes these prosecutors are overcharging, especially with second-degree murder. I mean, that's a high bar. I mean, that has to be defined as intentional murder and have lack of premeditation, but it's intended to cause bodily harm, and it's been intentional.
Second-degree in that state?
Different states do have different definitions. In Florida, you have given the proper definition for second-degree murder in Florida. I will support you on that. I think that, to be fair, prosecutors do this to everybody, right? Like, that's what they do, is they come up with the biggest charge they can. That way they can plea you down towards something that is more appropriate or whatever. So...
This officer's not playing down to anything. He tried to get the whole thing totally erased. And then also now, when I first saw it, but now they showed the body cam, and you guys were talking earlier, they did have him in the back of the car, and he was freaking out. They had him handcuffed in the back of the car. We didn't see this until like a week or 2 weeks later when the body cam footage.
Yeah.
They did have him in the back of the car, and everybody's like, why did they put him in the back of the car? And I was like, why didn't they put him? He was freaking out.
He's incarcerated in the back of the car. Let him freak out. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Exactly.
The number 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you. Whoops, sorry about that, Peekless.
Now audible, Peekless Mountaineer.
And Millie.
Oh. Yep, check out freetalklive.com where we have the newsletter that you can sign up for. We would love you to sign up for our newsletter so that you can get the newest news on Free Talk Live. It's right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Rat Speed, calling in from the inner tubes. Brad Speed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, so that original caller that called in and, you know, talked about how he saw the body cam footage via Steven Crowder. I saw the original body cam footage myself raw, the actual clip. I didn't see it through an intermediary, so I don't know exactly if that original caller either misinterpreted what he saw and heard, or if, I don't know if Steven Crowder influenced his thinking, but there were a couple of unfactual things that he mentioned.
Can you help me out?
Okay, well, first of all, like the previous caller just said, is that at one point, George Floyd had been put into the vehicle, but I would say that lasted about maybe 5 seconds. I don't know if the police were just stupid, but they left both doors open. So what happened is they had a heck of a time trying to get him into the vehicle in the first place. First thing he said is that he was afraid. He did actually to inform them that he had been tested for COVID. So that actually is something that he did say to them, unlike the other caller. He said he didn't say it. Well, he did.
Police are trained in many cases to just simply, police are trained to not believe people, right?
Right.
You know, like,
cynical.
If saying that I have COVID would get me out of an arrest, you'd be surprised how many people would say they have COVID, or wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's a bit of cynicism involved as well, you know, like, you know, disbelieving, skepticism. So what happened was is he went into the left back door of the vehicle, and he was panicking at the time, and or at least, you know, making the presence that he was panicking and that he was claustrophobic. and he shuffled right through to the right back door.
So police procedure here of keeping the other door closed, you know,
was
pretty, pretty simple stuff, a failure. Gotcha.
Yeah. So then that's when, and at all of that time, he was saying that I can't breathe. He said it multiple times. The context that I specifically got from it, that I inferred from it, was that he couldn't breathe because he was scared.
Okay.
That's the feeling that I got. It wasn't necessarily, I mean, it could have also been exacerbated by the fact that he had COVID or that he was possibly on drugs.
Being scared and high when cops woke up to you, I imagine, might cause something like that. And I'm not saying that's the only thing he had going on, but yeah, that would cause something.
So, can you clarify for me real quick? You said that his being in the back of the car lasted for all of 5 seconds. And is that because he just, they put him in the car and then just, like, left him there and then he left the car?
No, he immediately shuffled over to the other side of the car to escape from it. So, in other words, they had a hard time trying to get him in, and when they forcefully kind of pushed him in, he immediately made a break for the other door that was already open. So,
see, cars. Cars like the internet are a series of tubes.
Yes. And you just can't, and you can't just put things in like a dump truck. You have to.
Anyway. And based on the behavior of the cops in general and the statements from some of the people talking about this, they're acting as if the police are somehow weirdly entitled to have sane, calm, compliant, rational people to arrest, if that's how someone was, you probably shouldn't be arresting them. If you had someone who is calm and sane and makes good decisions, you can probably just leave them alone. Yeah. The fact that you're having to go capture someone should tell you that there's something wrong with this person, although they're used to arresting people for no reason who have nothing wrong with them.
Well, that's the other thing. The attitude that they brought to him, it almost made it sound like or feel like the feeling that I got from him is that they already knew him. And he almost was kind of like expecting them to show up. So that's the feeling. In other words, the beginning of the confrontation was very abrupt. It was like, oh, man, you guys here. Okay, and so when they did put him into the car, but I have to go back and double check my facts, but I do believe he was already handcuffed at the time. So he was already handcuffed. I don't know why they just didn't, like, you know, push him back in and close the doors or something, but that's when the whole ridiculousness started after. Yeah, it was on the street, and the more that he protested, the more people were showing up and you know, protesting the cops.
Behavior.
You know, mishandling them. Exactly. So the final thing is that they do train police officers. I don't know if in that jurisdiction they did, but I know for a fact that even back during, I think it was the 2008, the Republican convention, I believe, or something was going on there. It happened in Minneapolis, and that one reporter from Democracy Now,
it's not coming to me.
Amy Goodman.
Amy Goodman, yeah.
Amy Goodman and her associate both got manhandled and arrested. And the Minneapolis police were, as part of the settlement, were legally obligated to go through arresting procedures and training. As part of, so, you know, a lot of good that did.
Yeah.
Training
isn't going to fix this. Thank you for the call, Ratspeed. You can't give somebody qualified immunity, meaning immunity from certain types of behavior, and then expect that behavior not to occur. The thing that makes humans act responsibly is, wait for it, responsibility. And when you don't take away responsibility, you're going to take away responsible behavior. End of story. It's that simple. Let's go to Sebastian calling in from New Mexico. Sebastian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Well, so I want to touch on a couple things that you guys brought up.
Yep.
With the George Floyd thing, I agree that everything that happened was absolutely horrible. And, you know, and even like the most recent cases, like, you know, the Ahmaud Arbery case, you know, what I find infuriating is the fact that almost everyone's on the same page, and yet people are burning down their cities and, you know, but everybody's on the same page, and these people who did these horrible things are being held accountable, and everybody pretty much universally, I don't think I've met anybody or talked to anybody who said, you know, oh, well, George Floyd, you know, he deserved what he got or anything like that.
I see plenty of people saying that. I
disagree. I don't think anybody I know...
You disagree on what I've seen?
I think he disagrees with that being a common opinion.
Yeah, that's not a common opinion. People who think that, is, you know, what happened to George Floyd was in any way justified. And we're all on the same page, and these people are being held accountable. So why the riots? Why the unrest? Why all of this chaos in the streets if these people are being jailed and held accountable?
And you're asking me? I think the reason is because...
It's extremely frustrating.
Yeah, many people believe it's too little, too late, and I don't think that riots and buildings burning or anything like that is a solution. I think that it's an indication of a high level of frustration, plus some people that just want to build...
it was encouraged, because for the first riot, they went and they said, we want these people arrested, and they burned down the police station, and the police were like, okay, let's arrest the people. That was incredibly stupid. And so the people were like, well, if I just burn out a police station, I can get what I want? Well, yeah, let's go burn some stuff down then. That's actually the rational response.
Yes, it is, actually.
Well, there's a good and a bad reason for it. So the good reason is that we have seen a lot for a very long time of just terrible behavior by police. And the bad reason is because we must wage an eternal war against racism.
Yeah, go ahead, Sebastian.
Well, I guess I kind of lost my train of thought there. Well, the other one that you were talking about, like, how cops can slowly become cynical. I'm not a cop, but I am a first responder. And I can see how somebody can become cynical. I don't think it's an excuse. I don't think that's a good thing. I think when you start getting that way, you either need to get out, take vacation, get help, whatever that may be, whenever you start feeling yourself being that way, or even somebody comes to you and says,
most people are not that self-aware.
Right. And that's why I say maybe even your...
And plus the paychecks are good, at least for firemen. Are you a fireman or an EMT?
I'm a paramedic, yes.
Paramedic. So in a lot of cases, you can't leave and go find the kind of pay and benefits that you're getting where you're getting it at the same time. By the way, just a few accidents I've ever responded to.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.